Well, let's go now to a Nobel laureate who's coming under increasing pressure for her behaviour or her inaction, perhaps. More particularly, the Canadian Senate has stripped Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi of her honorary Canadian citizenship for what it says is her complicity in the atrocities committed against Rohingya Muslims. Canada bestowed the symbolic honour on Aung San Suu Kyi back in 2007, 16 years after she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Aung San Suu Kyi is now the first person to ever be stripped of an honorary Canadian citizenship. Senator Ratna Omidvar introduced the motion to revoke Aung San Suu Kyi's citizenship. She joins us from Ottawa. Senator, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This is a big statement and a big step to make. Why did you want to strip Aung San Suu Kyi of her honorary Canadian citizenship?
We have only given honorary Canadian citizenship to six or seven other individuals. And these individuals are symbols that we want to associate Canada with, and also to lend whatever, you know, value honorary Canadian citizenship. It's entirely symbolic. It doesn't give anyone the right to a Canadian passport. You still have to apply for a visa, by the way, to come to Canada, even if you're an honorary Canadian. So it's largely symbolic, but it invests honorary Canadians with a symbol of recognition and allies Canada's hopes and values for the future with them. So we have people like the Dalai Lama, Malala Yousaf, Nelson Mandela, the Aga Khan in this group. And when Aung San Suu Kyi in 2007, when we decided to give her, again in the Senate, honorary citizenship, it was because at that time she was a symbol of democracy, peace, security for a new emerging democracy in Myanmar, and we invested with her with that. And there was this idea that she would lift Myanmar out of its situation and bring Myanmar into the global world order. As we well know, that was not to be. Ms. Aung San Suu Kyi has said she has no say in this matter, but she is in her own right a very powerful person. She is the leader of the National League for Democracy. That's almost like being the prime minister. She serves as the Minister for Foreign Affairs. And this is not someone who is voiceless, as she seems to have suggested. So how can we compromise honorary Canadian citizenship with someone who is complicit, either through her silence or through her lack of engagement, in what has now officially been termed genocide.
So just on that, is it her silence in the face of what's, you know, clearly proven to be Myanmar military's savage crackdown on the Rohingya? Is it her silence that is her crime in your view, or some of the comments she has made suggesting that, you know, self-defense is important and other comments like that?
Well, she's also denied the atrocities. She has restricted access to international monitoring groups. She defended the imprisonment of two Reuters journalists. So it's not as if she's been totally silent. She has said a few things. In fact, in one news report, I understand, she termed the atrocities against the Rohingya as fake news. So it's a little bit more than silence, but it is also her complete inaction.
The Canadian Parliament has taken this step. Aung San Suu Kyi was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1991. There have been calls for that prize to be withdrawn now, but the head of the Nobel Foundation says while her actions were regrettable, her Nobel Peace Prize wouldn't be withdrawn because, quote, it made no sense to judge laureates on their actions after they received their awards. What's your view on that?
I think Canada's stand is different from that of the Nobel Peace Prize. It does not add any value to us to be associated in a symbolic way with someone who is complicit in the genocide, one way or the other. So we're different. We've never actually done this before, I should tell you. We've never stripped anyone of honorary Canadian citizenship. This is a first for Canada. And I think it sends a message to her, we hope, but also to the rest of the world.
Has anyone tried speaking to Aung San Suu Kyi about this to alert her of this move?
I don't know if someone has spoken to her.
You moved this motion. Will you try and make sure she is aware of this move?
Canada, as a country, will make sure that the world knows about this and the press is writing and talking about this. And I'm pretty sure it gets to her one way or another. I have no idea what she will think about it, whether she will lend any credence to the symbolic action, because it is a symbolic honorary citizenship as well.
It's 11 minutes to 7. Our guest is Canadian Senator Ratma Omidvar. Last week, the US State Department released a report into the violence, the killings and the rapes and the other atrocities committed against the Rohingya in Rakhine State. That report accused Myanmar of waging a coordinated campaign of mass killings and gang rapes, but it stopped short of calling it genocide. Canada is calling this genocide. Why?
Because the Rohingya have been targeted, women and girls have been raped or gang raped, villages have been burned to the ground, people have been burned alive. This is a targeted, almost, a targeted focus on one group of people who many have called the most marginalized people in the world. And this is not new. It's just reached a different pitch now with 720,000 Rohingya leaving Myanmar to find some security in Bangladesh, 2,000 more joining them every month. These are not numbers that the world should ignore.
Ratma Omidvar, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Ratma Omidvar is a Canadian senator. She introduced this motion to revoke Aung San Suu Kyi's Canadian citizenship. And that motion was passed in the Canadian Senate overnight. Yesterday, actually. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 9 minutes to 7.